guys, welcome to Better Bachelor. This is Joker with a face for radio and a voice for print. Today, this is a video that somebody emailed me, one of my viewers here, and they said, hey, go check this out. Here's a girl that, did some bad stuff, and I don't want to read his email exactly because he didn't give me permission to, but it was basically like, hey, look at this hypocritical, typical girl doing bad stuff. Check it out and see what you think of it. And I watched the whole video. And what's interesting is that I actually feel a little sorry for her. Why? Not because of her choices. She learned her lessons from her choices. But she ended up winding up, the bad boy that she ended up getting was a raging narcissist. And it might have even been a little bit dangerous. But that's not here nor there. That's not part of the lesson today. The part of the takeaway today is what happens when you let those emotions for the bad boy override your logic and your sense, and you go for the bad boy instead of the nice guy. It also talks a little, we're going to talk a little bit about how bringing baggage forward from relationship to a relationship without ever taking time to heal and get over your issues before continuing on can lead to many, many problems in your life. So let's get started here, and then we'll kind of, I had to break it up into lots of chunks because, again, if I let it run on for too long, I can get hit with copyright stuff. It's a 45-minute video. I cut it down to 15. A lot of what she says is, I learned from this. There's self-reflection. I messed up. Here's how you can avoid this. So I've only picked out kind of the bad from the video. So keep that in mind as you watch this, that she actually learned a pretty valuable lesson. And maybe she'll take that moving forward. So let's get into it, and then we'll discuss it as we go.
The marriage I was in, and I say I was in because we are separated again, but this time I did file for a divorce.
Notice she said separated again, so it went bad right off the beginning, and they're already divorced, but she filed, so she will statistically go down as one of the 60% of women that file for divorce, not him. So I just thought I'd put a pause there and make that mention that she filed, just like we mentioned, happens so many times.
Because I want you guys to know that I take full radical responsibility from my end, and I never want this to be something where I'm like pointing the finger outward and just playing victim, because that's not what I'm here to do.
I put then that in there to be nice to her, to let you, this is, she does 40 more minutes, or I should say 30 more minutes of that she does talk, understanding the choices that she made. Because hindsight is always 20/20. It's easy afterwards to look back and say, man, I shoulda, I coulda, I would've, red flags, warnings, which is why we do these videos, to show you some of the red flags, to show you some of the warnings beforehand. She sees them now, but the takeaway is I want you to hear the way she talks about this guy when she talks about this guy and what he did to her emotions, and how irrational she went when she was thinking about him.
I'm 32 years old. You know, I was finding myself just like in this marriage that was going down a road, and I had seen major, major red flags way before I even said I do.
Now, the interesting thing is I had to cut some of this out again, but she saw her own red flags. But later on, she realized, you know what, I had some trauma I have to get over. I had some problems too. And she brought that into the relationship. Obviously, he brought some. Things fell apart. But again, it did not dissuade her from chasing after him.
And Corey was right. I mean, he told me, he looked me in the face and said, Lynette, you love the idea of me. You love the idea of marriage. And now in hindsight, I really think he was right.
Yep. They love the idea of marriage, the big wedding, the partner to go through thick and thin with. I have somebody by my side. But if you don't, again, if you're not being honest with your history and they're not honest with theirs and you're bringing forth baggage, it's not going to work out for either party.
Corey waltzed into my life, and he actually was coming to me for advice about his ex who was leaving him for a woman. And that's how our conversation really kind of got started. He had a dog, I had a dog, we went to the dog park, and then lo and behold, like, there was chemistry there, which I will say one thing I will not deny. Like, Corey and I have incredible chemistry.
So how many times have we heard, honey, don't worry. Now, maybe she doesn't say she was dating somebody at the time. But what if you're in a relationship? She says, look, he's got a girlfriend. They're breaking up or they're having a fight. And we're just talking. Or, you know, he's just a friend. We're just going to the dog park because he has a dog. I have a dog. We're just hanging out. He's just a friend. But there's chemistry. This is why you have to be careful with friends. And it's not just new friends. Things can happen between old friends as well. Just sometimes times change, situations change, feelings change. So always be cautious, very cautious, if a woman has a lot of guy friends.
And that's all lovely to have chemistry. But also there needs to be so much more than that. And so our relationship from the get-go was always rocky. I mean, we never were in a committed relationship.
So hindsight's 20/20, but he never committed to her. It was always rocky. So why would she even get into a relationship with somebody like that? Because they're the bad boy. Because they're mysterious, they're aloof. He'd never committed to her. You'll see.
I went straight from the arms of my ex-girlfriend like a month later into this whirlwind with Corey. And we weren't official. Like, we just were dating casually.
So that's kind of interesting. She had an ex-girlfriend and she went straight from one relationship to another one. It's not healthy. You haven't had time to heal over the past relationship, nor are you prepared to get into the next one. But again, she's chasing the feelings. She's chasing maybe not wanting to be alone. Maybe he's very exciting and interesting. The tingles are there, so she chases after it. But you notice he never committed to her. He never committed to her.
Wound up in this like saga with Corey. This was like 7-8 years ago. And from the beginning, he said, you know, I'm focused on business. I'm not looking for a relationship. And he was very clear. But I just was absolutely enamored by him. And so it just became this like thing.
Yeah. See, and I've told you guys this too, always tell the truth. Number one, and number two, always chase your dreams. Do not change or alter your course for her. Well, that's what this guy did. He said, I'm not looking for a relationship. And he was being honest about it. And he said he was chasing his dreams and doing his things. And that he was honest about it. But it didn't dissuade her. It didn't make her less attracted to him. It made her more attracted to him. She wanted to date him even more. And so she did, even though she knows, it, even now, the way she's talking now, she could see the problems. She could see he wasn't into her in the same way. It didn't stop her.
But there was no commitment there. So the foundation that was built was very rocky because we were intimate and not in any sort of, like, there was no safety there for my heart.
See, the guy was basically, I'm leaping here because she doesn't say a lot of this, but it sounds like, at least to me, that he was enjoying the physicality of it, but he was not in a place where he could emotionally give to her. But it doesn't matter to her. It didn't matter. Because she was emotionally into him. And the more they exchanged the physical stuff, the more she started getting feelings, but he did not. And so he didn't reciprocate it. He just kept on going, but it didn't stop her from falling in love. And this is where I think, you know, we talk about, and I did an episode on this a couple of weeks ago, a woman would rather share a great guy than to have what she feels is an average guy all to herself. Now, again, it's all perception. So the guy that she may think is a great guy may not be a great guy. But a woman, if she thinks he's a great guy, she'd rather share him than have he's average guy all to herself. You'll hear where that comes up.
There's been this like little feeling, you know, of insecurity from the get-go of our relationship. And we dated off and on like that for 4 years without him calling me his girlfriend. And I was like pining over him. Like, I'm not kidding. I just became so enthralled by him. I was like in his vortex.
See, again, he kept his frame. He didn't give her anything except, you know, maybe some dates and maybe a little bit of fun time. But because she saw him as such a high level guy of with all these qualities and that he's chasing his dreams and he's this and he's that, that she was just enamored by him. And he gave nothing in return, or very little at this point, the way she's talking. And it's surprising that so many guys think, you know, I did this for her. I was nice to her. I was kind to her. Doesn't matter. If she sees you as a high enough value, or that you are unobtainable, doesn't matter. She's going to fall whether she wants to or not.
I was so in love with him that I really started losing all sense of like who I was and what really lit me up inside.
Again, she's so in love with him, he wouldn't even call her his girlfriend. And it's a little more telling because, come to find out, he was dating other women. And you know what? She knew it. And you know what else? She was okay with it.
Is that, I mean, we were dating, and from the beginning, I mean, like I said, he would like date other people and come back like we were totally sleeping together. And then he would come back from like some trip that he met somebody else, and he would be like, I'm dating this person too, and I want to explore it. So are you cool? Like, he didn't even ask, are you cool with that? Like, it was just like, this is the case. So
sounds pretty alpha, doesn't it? Sounds pretty like the man just, this is the way it is. If you're not cool with it, you can bounce. This is what's happening now. That was his frame. Now, turns out he was a raging narcissist. But the reason why I have a little compassion for her is I dated a narcissist. Now, when they stepped out on me, things were very different. I didn't continue to date and all that part of it. But I can see what happens, because narcissists have this weird, they can gaslight, and they have this weird personality about them that is very, very attractive. And I learned my lesson very quickly, but she did not. And he or she already should have had the warning bells, especially when he's giving her physicality and virtually nothing else. And then he steps out with other women and he's like, if you don't like this, it's just the way it is. But again, she'll share a winner rather than have a regular guy. I almost said loser, but that's not fair. It's not even a loser. It's just an average guy all to herself. You can see how she's chasing.
Relationally, I was a mess, and I just didn't know what to think about who he was or how we were going to end up. And like I said, pining over him. So I was trying to date other people too, but I just like really wanted to be with him. And it was this saga that continued. And that was from the very beginning.
Now imagine you're a guy that goes out on a date with a woman like this, and you have a couple of good dates. Maybe you even have some fun in the bedroom, but then she just kind of ghosts you, or then she doesn't contact her. She seems to drift away, and you look at yourself and you say, what did I do wrong? I thought things were going well. Might not have anything to do with you. You could be a great guy, but she's out there dating while she's basically in love with this guy, but he won't give her the time of day. So she's like, well, let me move on. But she couldn't move on because her heart was involved. So she might've dated, gone out on some average fun dates, but her heart, and this is why I say you shouldn't date when you're not in a good place to date. She wasn't in a good place to date. So she really wasn't giving these other guys a fair chance. And these other guys probably didn't do anything wrong.
After, it was still not official. We were never official. He was kind of seeing people down in Long Beach. I was seeing people in LA. I got to date some wildly incredible people, but I didn't let anyone in.
She was in love with Alpha Chad, and beta guys came in to get some dates, and she tried, but it wasn't enough to tear her heart away from the guy that would not give her the time of day, wouldn't call her the girlfriend, wouldn't make it official. Because again, his status, now I don't know, he may be tall and incredibly good looking and successful and athletic and all the other things out there, but you notice he gave nothing, but she still couldn't help it. And even dating other women, she still couldn't leave him alone. Again, logically, you look and you say, but that doesn't make any sense. Why would she want a guy that would love her and care for her and be there for her? And it doesn't matter. The butterflies do what the butterflies do. So if you've been out with and something happened bad on a date, a lot of times don't let it reflect poorly on you. Don't look at yourself in the mirror and say, what did I do wrong? Maybe it was something that was never in your control at all.
I literally had this wall up because I was so in love with Corey that I didn't even allow myself to explore even the idea of being with anyone else. So I was dating other people, but like really barreling through their hearts, which is really unfair. Like there was one relationship that was really unfair.
Now she does go on for probably another 5 minutes, and I had to cut this out because again, like I said, it gets so long, but she did go through and she said, and I think I left that part in here. I don't know if I did or not, but she said, I'm sorry. I was a bad person. Like I ran up a lot of guys into the ground. I wasn't fair about it. I look back upon that. If you're watching this, I'm sorry. So again, she does have some self-reflection here. I just cut most of it out for time.
So to all of you, if any of you end up landing on here that I have hurt in the process, you know who you are, and I'm very sorry. And if I could take it back and redo some different things, you know, I would just be more communicative. I wouldn't change anything necessarily, but I would communicate better.
Like I said, hindsight's 20/20, but what she at least she's learning it now. But what would have helped is if she had learned it beforehand is the same thing I've said 3 times now. Don't move forward until you're over your past. If you're looking in the rearview mirror, you're going to run into a wall. You got to clear the get the back baggage out of the way before you sail forward. Now, a lot of you guys, you know, we talk here about, like myself, I don't really date now. Some of you still want to date. Some of you are married. But the takeaway is when so many times guys say, you know something, I've been burned. I've been hurt. I was treated poorly. This is, you know, and she didn't go into it thinking she was going to hurt somebody. She didn't go into it. It's a very sunny day. I got to keep adjusting my aperture here. She didn't go into it trying to be a bad person, but she was. Even if it was by accident. And the guys on this receiving end, maybe they're here now saying, I swore off women, man. I can't deal with this anymore. But at least she admits she did it. But you got to let go of your past before you move on.
I finally threw up my hands and I was like, you know what? I'm going to let the nice guy have a chance. So I met this guy at church and he was lovely, absolutely lovely. And we're still in communication. He's amazing. Not like that. It's like totally friendly, but he really wanted to pursue me, and so we started dating, but this weird thing was still happening with Corey, and so he kind of, like, went up to him at church and was like, bro, I'm just gonna be really honest with you, like, I want to pursue this woman, she's amazing, but you either need to marry her or, like, get in back of the line.
Beta bucks, alpha keeps dating the girl. See, she said, that's it, I'm just gonna give this guy a chance, we're gonna go for it. So I met this guy in church, and yet somehow he knew about Corey, and he went up to Corey. I guess that's the guy's name if I'm getting it right. And he told Corey, you either need to marry her or step off. Why did he even know about Corey? Because she was still talking about Corey because she still loved Corey. How did he know who Corey was? Because I'm sure he saw some pictures, or I'm sure she was still hanging out with him, obviously. So Captain Beta here was like, you need to do the right thing or step off, buddy. And Alpha Dude's like, come on, babe. Like, she says she gave these other guys a chance. She never gave anyone else a chance. That's how much of a draw he had on her because, again, he's living his best life and he's doing what's right for him and she couldn't get over it. And he gave her nothing still to this point. He's given her nothing.
Because he was like, she's so obsessed with you, like, I can't even get in. To try and, like, you know, date her because she's so focused on you.
Yeah, see, if you get to the point where she goes, my ex-boyfriend and my ex-boyfriend and my you're bail. She's not over it yet. She's not over it. Or, oh, yeah, I'm still friends with my ex. Bail. She's not over it. And if she is, then why? I mean, either why did you break up? If he broke up with her, he shouldn't be in her life anymore. If she broke up with him, it was for a reason. And what's the point of keeping him around anymore? And you know something, if an ex came to me that I was still friends with and said, you know something, I'm going to pursue this relationship with this guy and I want to give it a real good shot. I don't think it's fair that we're friends anymore. My answer to that would be, I hear that. Give it all you got, man. Do it. That's the right answer. But if Captain, you know, Save-A-Ho here is all still up in her life and she can't let him go, this other guy didn't even have a chance. He could have won the situation by just saying, you know what, you're still into this other dude, I gotta go. But nope, he just tried to hang in there and make something happen. Wasn't gonna happen.
And so it wasn't long after that that he kind of like all of a sudden snapped out of it and was like, I want to do this full on. Let's do this.
I got no reasons for that. Why this dude decided to do that? I don't know. But he did.
And then like 6 months later, we were engaged.
That's a mistake on both their part. This other, she shouldn't have, why she thinks this guy that was dating other women at the same time as her is in a place to marry, I don't know. And why that guy proposed and did all this, I got nothing. I got nothing on that. Big mistake by both of them.
And we had no money, but I was like, finally! He sees me how I want him to see me. All I wanted was for him to see me as like wife material or something, because I had so much insecurity from the past.
Spoiler alert, he didn't see her as wife material. And you notice she has so many insecurities from the past. That baggage came forward. He brought his problems forward. They put it in a big pot and got married. Obviously, it didn't work out. But, you know, and again, the blame goes just as much on this dummy as her. If he just kept living his good life and just kept dating and doing his thing, him proposing was a massive, massive mistake. Because for her, she thinks it makes her happy. But it doesn't. She thinks she's changing him. But it doesn't. She thinks this wins the man, but it doesn't.
And again, like I said, it's coming from such early childhood stuff. So I encourage all of you guys to do the work inside that only you can do before you even try and like loop people into your mess and your, you know, your situation. Like, do the inner work. And that's my best advice to any of you that are going down a journey of wanting to invite conscious partnership into your life.
She's very earth crunchy and crystal healing and all this other stuff. But I left this in there again to show that she has reflected on this and has learned a lesson. But it's a great video because this lets me tell you guys, using her as an example, is this is some of the women that you meet out there. This is the girl that broke up with you. This is the girl that left for no reason. This is the girl that seems to still love her ex-boyfriend, even though he's a jerk. Here she is. And again, it's not the new guy's fault. It's the fact that she can't get over her past before moving on.
I've dated very powerful people that had like could have completely taken care of me, and I could have had a very different story, but my mindset was always like, I want to build with my partner. You know, I don't want to marry into money. I had tried that whole thing, and I had dated people that were really powerful in Hollywood, and I just was like, ugh, like.
See, money and status. Well, the money part, maybe they had status too. But this other guy that she's head over heels with, maybe he had, now she said they had no money when they got married, but maybe he had status and maybe he had that attitude and good charisma. And again, you know, I've dated people that have this. They're very hard to walk away from because they're very good at gaslighting you and messing with your emotions to where it can really mess with your head. That's what this guy did to her. Now, it doesn't give her any excuses, but she didn't know what she was looking out for. And she kept trying to move ahead before clearing out her past. And she's thinking marriage is going to fix this or change this, or she's going to change him.
To be wined and dined in romance is not a bad thing, ladies. Like, to be taken care of is not a bad thing. And I literally wouldn't let myself receive. So that's something that I've majorly been looking at and trying to heal.
Yeah, she's 32 now. Divorced. And the guys she's going to be encountering are not the tall, dark, handsome, rich, popular, blah, blah, blah. It's going to be average guys, maybe with good jobs, maybe with good careers. But that's when the attention that you might have gotten at one point in time when you're 24, now that you're at 32, things are changing and it's time to settle down, maybe find a stable, smart, successful guy to have a family with that can help with the kids. Well, miraculously now, she's kind of understanding it's okay to receive gifts. It's okay to maybe enjoy a little bit of that finer things in life. Shocking.
I did kind of give him an ultimatum, and he made his decision, and then as every saga goes, like, I ended up starting to really resent him because I felt like he wasn't pulling his weight.
She says to him, marry me or get out, it's over. And he says, okay, let's get married. And then surprisingly, he didn't change. He didn't pull his weight. He didn't seem interested. No surprises here. Marry, find the bad boy, chase the bad boy, catch the bad boy, change the bad boy, dump the bad boy.
On a high. I was so busy and I was so stressed out that I was taking a lot of my stressors out on him. And that included both verbal, I mean, I let loose on him and made him feel very inadequate, which I am not proud of whatsoever. And also that included, I mean, our fights were so terrible, you guys. I thought we were going to end up on 2020.
So verbal, come to find out later, physical. She gave just as good as she got. So it's a two-way street. So oftentimes when we hear that the guy did this or the guy did that, it's not always just the guy's fault. Sometimes the woman can initiate it.
It was so toxic, and it was toxic even before we got married. So that's what I mean when I said earlier about having like major red flags, because I kind of knew like there was like definitely tendencies to go violent directions before the wedding. But I was so embarrassed and I didn't want to call off the wedding because there was, I remember one moment before the wedding that it got bad and he was like, I'm going to call your dad and call this off and da da da. And I remember in my head going, this shouldn't happen. I should not be getting married.
The butterflies and the feelings and the desire for this guy to be able to have, he had multiple women. He's a great guy. He's such a catch. He's so hot. He doesn't give me any affirmation. But now if I can rope him in, I get this amazing guy all to myself. Except he's not so amazing. But again, that logic, the slowing down and looking at things from an outside view was affected by number one, his hold on her. And number two, all the bad past she had that she hadn't let go.
Like, your gut knows. Trust that. Because I look back now and go, man, and again, I don't want to like change or wish anything away. It's just more that I'm learning from this.
Hindsight's 20/20.
We spent thousands in, before we found our other coaches that I just recommended, we spent thousands in therapy and couples. Like, we tried everything, or I should say I tried, because it was typically always me being like, something has got to give because this is not sustainable. In the first 6 months of our marriage, we separated.
Now you notice something. He has not changed at all. He's the same guy she was dating, the same guy she chased after, the same guy she married, the same guy she's now married to. He hasn't changed. She wanted him to change. She expected him to change, but he didn't change. He's still the a-hole she got involved with, except now they're married. And again, this is for him asking her to marry him and him not just saying, you know what, I can't do this. I'm not in a healthy place to do this myself because he did that. Well, this is what she's going through, but she had plenty of opportunity, like going way back to when they first started dating and he wouldn't commit to her. That's when she should have called it quit. But she can't. She can't. The fifis, the butterflies, too strong.
I was already gonna, this is when I made that video and I said marriage is hard, and I pretty much like never thought we were gonna get back together. We were legally separated, hadn't spoken in months, like literally he was living in Arizona, I was living in California, didn't think we would ever get back together. Met a guy at Coachella, we definitely hooked up, it's a whole thing. My whole family knows, he made sure to tell everyone in my family, it's great. I'm not proud of that.
Okay, well here's the thing, first they were separated for several months, second, they were legally separated, which in many places you have to do 1 year before your divorce happens. So it's part of the divorce process. Does that give her a pass? No, it does not. Why? Because look at the crap she's dragging around with her. Look how unhappy she is. Look at, she hasn't resolved one relationship yet, and she's moving from relationship to relationship to relationship. Now, the Coachella may have just been a hookup thing. Look, if that's your deal, that is what it is. But what are you getting out of it? You're so twisted and having such a hard time with life that can only add more to it. Surprisingly, it does.
And again, like I said, I take radical responsibility in a lot of this. It takes two a lot of the time, but I will say, you guys, as God as my witness, over the last year and a half, I'd say, a year at least, I have been doing so much self-development work. I enrolled myself in like high-level emotional intelligence training, and I've been...
All right, so she's at least now, at 32, trying to better herself, trying to learn from her mistakes. And again, she talks another 30 minutes about what she's learned, the mistakes she's made. So this is not her bragging by any means. I want to make that clear, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter because she's leaving a trail of destruction in her wake, as is the guy that she dated, just leaving a trail of destruction in her wake, in his wake. And so you've got two bulldozers just going through life, wrecking people as they go because they haven't stopped to fix things as they were going. Now maybe she has, but how many people did she hurt along the way? Now I've done it too. I'm not saying I'm any different, but I'm bringing this forward as an opposing voice to my voice so you can maybe see some of the things I'm saying. Hear the opposite side of the view right straight from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
But most days I didn't want to get out of bed. I was not eating right. It got dark. It got really dark. And I just felt so trapped.
So obviously things are winding down in the marriage. And again, all her choices seem to not be working out. All because, and a lot of this I think stems from a bad family, maybe some bad early on relationships. Maybe something that was kind of abusive and bad happened early on. But when that happens, you're not a healthy individual. And you don't know how to do things in a healthy way. And so you get into unhealthy relationships, and including ones that are unhealthy to you and unhealthy that you do to other people. And I think that's what's happening to her. Now she's had a little time of clarity. Maybe she's learned from that, but she certainly... took herself down into a very dark place. So not only is she wrecking everybody's lives that she's touched, as far as relationships, but she's wrecking her own. She's not in a good place, and she's certainly not happy. But everything she's done isn't making it any better. That's the takeaway here, is that, you know, this may be the girl that you meet in any stage of your life, and you don't know all this that's going on behind the scenes, and all of a sudden, it messes you up. So here's an opportunity to understand that maybe things happened that you don't know what happened, but as a guy, you can give yourself some forgiveness and not be hating on yourself or thinking you did something wrong when the bulldozer was on its own course and you just got in the way and you didn't even know it.
I don't know where we're going to go from here. And then it started to be physically abusive on his end to me, and I wouldn't have dared reciprocate, otherwise I would be dead. There was a couple times that were such close calls. I don't know. I want to be really careful. I'm like, I didn't really even plan on sharing this much.
Now I'm not going to give the guy a pass. You know, now some of you guys say, hey, if she hits you, you hit her back, or if she hits you, defend yourself. I'll give you a defend. Now you guys, some of you have a different logic than this. For me, I know one of the reasons why I'm very chill most of the time is because when I lose my temper, I go into a red blind rage. So I've learned to not lose my temper most, like through the majority of my life, because if I were to reciprocate, it would not be good. So I don't. Some of you feel differently about that. I personally, I just don't. It's just not in my wheelhouse. I would rather get out of the situation. But whether she started it, he defended. Whether he started it, she defended. Either way, that's not the debate here. The debate is both people are extremely poisonous. But whether she got poisoned by him or she was poisoned already, the whole point is neither one of them are in a good place. But she went out and dated other people and dragged other people into this. That's why I found this so fascinating, is if this were a story of he was a bad guy, I dated him, we got married, and I, you know, bad things happened, and we broke up and divorced. At the end, there's not a story here. I mean, maybe about the narcissism and the gaslighting, maybe there's a story there. The story is here on this video is the wake of destruction of all the other relationships that maybe he left and maybe she left. We don't know what he did, but she even admits the wake of destruction she left to all these other innocent guys.
Here I am, like, trying to talk about positivity and all of this and trying to create, like, a difference in the world, and we're literally, like, killing each other inside, you know? Like, this is so dark. I was like, can't we just, like, get a divorce and, like, move on? Like, we can't keep doing this, Corey. This is so dark. And then he would, like, guide us in a meditation the next day because he would wake up on a good side. So I'm like, it was very, like, I literally felt like I was on a roller coaster.
That's what narcissists do. Because I've read up a little. I'm not an expert. I'm not a psychologist or a psychiatrist, but I know about this because I've dated a couple of them. And it's kind of crazy because you think things are, that's it. I'm out. It's over. This is too nuts for me. And then the next day, everything's fine. Oh, I was just having a bad day. Let's move on. And they're back to being the person that you care for very much. So you say, all right, well, let's hang in there for another few days or a week or a month. And then it happens again. And that's it. And it keeps pulling you in. The difference is when you're confident and you're in a good place in your life and you're healthy, you can leave. Or at least it's easier to leave because narcissists are just a weird trap. But if you're in a bad place or you're not happy or you're depressed or whatever, you feel like you're leaving your world behind to leave these people. And it sounds like what's happened to her is she just got sucked in and didn't know how to leave the maelstrom. So part of me does feel sorry that she's in this situation. But again, she got here by her own choices. Oh, and let me add, she takes accountability for that. I've cut a lot of this out. I'm not being harsh on her that. She takes accountability for her choices. But again, this is looking backwards. It's easier to do when you're looking backwards. But if you were the guy that tried to date her in the middle of this, you might think it was your fault or your problem or your issue. And then you walk out of that situation thinking that you've got the problem when it's actually her that's got the problem.
I knew I needed to start building my exit strategy to get out because I started seeing it go down a really weird turn. But inside I was like, I just was wishing for this like miracle to happen where he would just like snap out of it and like something would give. And, that was like obviously delusional.
Even at the end, after everything, she still wishes things could change. Just too much of a draw.
And now, especially after going to Peru and doing all of this healing work and like really committing myself to like daily getting my mind and my heart right, I couldn't be any clearer that this is the right decision.
I think it's a good thing. I think it, obviously that they got divorced, she got out of it. It's a good thing. Now she has about 500,000 subs. Her whole video is very helpful. I didn't want to make this video just to trash on her because I cut out just about everything nice she said and all the apologies that she said and all the advice she had. And she's got good advice. And it's not white knighting. It's not being a simp. It's just simply acknowledging she understands now what happened. Be that as it may, the people that she hurt along the way, and that wasn't even necessarily intentional. But it's to show what a very strong, charismatic, maybe attractive, that high value guy, how much pull that can have on a woman's emotions. It'll make her do crazy things, irrational things, make bad decisions, hurt other people, even against her own will. Because that's, and men do the same thing. When look at some of these guys that we talk about that are, you know, sending women checks for thousands of dollars. They've never met, they're an OnlyFans, whatever, and they're hoping these thousands of dollars will win them the affection of this woman. And then the woman posts on a post or on a, you know, a Twitter or whatever, like, look at these idiots that are sending me thousands of dollars. Men do it too. Men do it too. But the difference is that, you know, here's a prime example of two things. Number one, if you don't lie and say, I'm doing my thing and I'm not in a place to be in a loving relationship, I got to keep it casual because I'm just not there. that it's okay. It doesn't mean she'll like you less. Number two, you still keep chasing your dreams and you don't deviate from what you want for somebody. It will not affect how they feel about you. Now, if you decide to be in a serious relationship, then maybe you need to alter your course. Maybe you need to come to middle ground. I'm not the guy to give you that advice because I don't do well in relationships. So I'm just plugging along on my own course. But it is proof how you can maintain your frame and she will still find you attractive. The problem is here that she really chased not just a bad boy, but like a pretty dark, not happy, in a good place guy. And I think she wasn't in a good place either. And the two of them met and it just became even worse with a trail of bodies coming and relationships coming out behind both of them because neither one of them are healthy. But if you were to be sitting in a bar and, you know, a girl that looks like her sits down next to you, you have a casual conversation, you chat it up, she seems nice, she seems normal, she's interesting, you go on a couple of dates, and then a week or two or 3 weeks into it, she ghosts you, she says she's not really into it, she says, or maybe she cheats on you with this guy again, maybe she goes off behind your back with this guy again, and you say, what is wrong with me? How did I fail? What is the, you know, how do I need to improve myself? Man, nothing you can do can protect you against this. So give your guys, you know, so maybe give yourselves some forgiveness if you were mowed over by somebody that was in this place in their life and you just stepped into traffic. Maybe give yourselves a pass for that one because the attraction and the pull that he had over her was so strong that she ruined a lot of people. He ruined a lot of people. Together, they ruined a lot of people, both because they were just in bad places. I'm not leaving the link to the full video because, number one, I don't think you want to spend 45 minutes going through her pausing, crying, and saying a lot. But number two, it's not because of my normal viewers here. I just don't want somebody making fake accounts and then subscribing here, then going over there and laying into her saying that I said bad things and that they're my sub. I want to avoid all that. That's not the point. The point of this is not to make fun of her. It's not to tear her up. It's to show what can happen when people are not in good places and they get into relationships and you can get caught up in the wake of that, even if you're really not involved, that you may have been one of the people that she dated and that if you hold your frame and you do your path, it doesn't mean necessarily that a woman won't find you attractive. So I thought there was a lot of interesting stories in this one. I know we went way long, but I wanted to do a deeper dive into this because I think it's interesting stuff. Let me know what you guys think down below. I'd love to hear what you think. And, you know, again, you never know. This may be a girl that you date. So sometimes just avoiding the whole thing is easiest. That's your call to make. I know I do. Guys, I'll leave it there. If you want to support my work, links are below. As always, don't forget to check out the other channel, Odd Man Out. If you want some news stories that I used to do here, I'm doing it over there, and I'll leave it there. Guys, thanks for hanging in there with me. This is Better Bachelor. I'm Joker. And remember, just because something goes horribly wrong in a past relationship doesn't mean it was your fault. It could have been somebody like this.